Hello, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, an opportunity for us to stop and listen to God together. First, let's listen to the Bible. Acts chapter 2, verses 43 to 45. A deep sense of awe came over them all, and the apostles performed many miraculous signs and wonders, and all the believers met together in one place and shared everything they had. They sold their property and possessions and shared the money with those in need. In his Pentecost Day sermon, Peter referred to the fact that in his earthly life, Jesus did powerful miracles, wonders, and signs. Now the apostles, empowered by the Holy Spirit, are able to continue Jesus' ministry as they performed miraculous signs and wonders. It was an amazing time, and it's no wonder that there was a deep sense of awe as people saw God working in power. At the same time, the fledgling Christian community adopted a new way of looking at their possessions. They shared all that they owned in order to be able to support one another. This was all done voluntarily and shows the depth of commitment that they had for one another. It's never been a rule that Christians must pool all their money, property, and possessions, but loving God inevitably causes us to look at our resources with new eyes. Our possessions have been given to us by God, and he calls us to be good stewards of them. One day we'll have to give an account of the way in which we've used our resources. On the face of it, this might sound very restricting, but it's actually the complete opposite. Possessions can so easily dominate our lives and become our master. The materialistic society in which we live continually tries to peddle the lie that we find life and fulfillment through possessing more and more things. But the truth is, that the only way to find such life and liberty is through recognizing that everything we possess has come from God's hands and is to be used to give glory to him. When we build up our own resources for our own selfish use, we're creating something that will last for a short while and then disappear. But when we use our possessions to strengthen God's kingdom, we're building for eternity. Let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you for everything that you've given us. Help us to use it all to your glory. Amen. Thanks for listening, and may God bless you. I hope you'll have a great day, and will you join me for more Be Still and Know every day here on Premier Radio.